Following the structure fire at Hearn Alignment on Monday afternoon and the line-of-duty death of a firefighter at the scene, a press conference was held yesterday afternoon at the Commission Room at City Hall with Hearn Fire Chief Ron Hines.
On Monday, September 4, 2023, at 3:53 p.m., the Hearn 911 Center received a call of a structure fire at 2060 Old Highway 14 West in the city of Hearn. The first arriving police officer advised that there was smoke coming from all three buildings at Hearn Alignment and Repair. The police officers began to set up a perimeter in the area to provide a safe zone for the Hearn Fire Department and Hearn Ambulance to complete their operations. The City of Hearn Fire Department then requested that the Hearn 911 Center request mutual aid from Cabor Volunteer Fire Department, Alpena Volunteer Fire Department, and the Woolsey Volunteer Fire Department. All four departments responded as quickly as they could and started out to battle the very large blaze. Northwestern Energy was contacted to shut off power and gas to the structure that at that point was largely engulfed in smoke and flames. During the operations, a Cabor volunteer firefighter developed a medical emergency while working with a truck outside of the structure. The Cabor volunteer firefighter was transported to the Hearn Regional Medical Center by Hearn Ambulance, where he was pronounced deceased. The Cabor volunteer firefighter, Chief Josh Kogel of rural Cabor, was working with the Cabor Volunteer Fire Department under a mutual aid agreement with the City of Hearn Fire Department. It is a standard procedure that with any fire that has a loss of life, the South Dakota Fire Marshal's Office along with South Dakota DCI were notified and would be investigating the fire with our assistance. Many other agencies assisted the incident. Those agencies include the following: Hearn Fire Department, Cabor Volunteer Fire Department, Woolsey Fire Department, Alpena Fire Department, Hearn Ambulance, Hearn Public Works, Hearn Police Department, South Dakota DCI, South Dakota Fire Marshal's Office, South Dakota Highway Patrol, and the Beadle County Sheriff's Office. At this time, the scene has been turned over to the insurance company as the fire is to be accidental in nature. Assisting the Hearn Fire Department and the Cabor Fire Department, we will have South Dakota Last in town. It's a South Dakota local area state team through the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation, as this was a line of duty death. We have representatives in town and more will be here to assist with anything that we need. So.
Hines was joined by Public Safety Commissioner Drew Weinreis.
On behalf of the city, we would first like to give our deepest condolences to the family, friends, and fellow firefighters for the loss yesterday of Cabor Volunteer Fire Chief Josh Kogel. Please keep all of them in your prayers. Secondly, to all of the first responders, thank you for serving and protecting our community. Your courageous work does not go unnoticed. You show up in difficult situations and always put others before yourselves. You are all appreciated more than you'll ever know, and you are all true heroes. I'd also like to thank all of the outside agencies who have assisted our city departments over the last 24 hours and continue to do so.
Hines spoke about Joshua Kogel and how he represented volunteer firefighters.
He would give you the shirt off of his back to help you with anything. Very, very good guy. 20 plus years, probably 27 years in the fire service. He'll be greatly missed by his friends and family and his brothers and sisters in the fire service. We all knew him. Our volunteer firefighters, not only just in the city of Hearn and our surrounding communities, they are the backbone of the fire service in the nation. Your volunteers are the ones that get up in the middle of the night, go out on holidays, Christmas, birthdays, 20 below zero, 100 degrees.
Hines said the difficulty in the loss of fellow firefighter Joshua Kogel is increased with the loss of a local business.
The community support is very humbling for those in the fire service. Our communities rally around us, in time of need, because we're there as the volunteers, they're there in their time of need. So it's very, very humbling. Not only, it's tough for us as losing a fellow firefighter, but we also lost a business in town. So, our thoughts go out to the business owner that lost their business yesterday.
That press conference can be viewed on the City of Hearn's YouTube site.